Back on with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigah, and I appreciate you giving us some more time. You've been busy today, Scott?
Yeah, it's picking up. Guys are coming in. This is weather. They are out in the ice. They're excited about getting out and staying halfway warm. So,
well, we spent the first outdoor report talking all about Keweenaw Bay and how far out they're getting. Whitefish, Lakers, Splake, Browns, Coho occasionally, and a Steelhead once in a while, too. But I want to go now, as promised, to Huron Bay, which I heard has improved a lot in the last week. I've been getting some reports from people that it's significantly safer. So let's start there. What are the ice conditions like, and how far out are they getting?
They're getting a long ways out. Right now, the Arvon Town Park out to Pine Point is 6-8 inches of ice good, at least. And so they're taking machines out that far. Beyond Pine Point, I talked to guys who were fishing across the bay from Witz's Marina, and they were actually getting out on the ice, but it was iffy, but there was 3 or 4 inches out there. So So that's pretty much the entire Huron Bay.
Yeah, almost. I mean, you just got to be careful where you're walking versus where you're riding, right?
That's right. That's correct, yep.
So how deep does Huron Bay get, generally speaking?
For the most part, it doesn't get a whole lot over 100 to 120 feet until you drop off the end out past the lighthouse, past Witz's Marina. So
there are a lot of guys out there chasing Lakers right now, or what are they targeting?
You know, a few guys are chasing Lakers. They said they've been seeing some salmon show up a little bit more out there than other places. Mostly they're looking and hoping to find some of those whitefish and those burbot and then pick up the occasional mixed bag of, you know, lake trout or salmon. So
they are getting a few coho?
Well, they show up a little bit. This last summer was pretty good for coho out there for a few of the guys. And so they're hanging around. They are seeing a few.
Okay, well, anything else out on Huron Bay that you can give us a tip about how deep a water to chase those Lakers? Well, the Lakers are easy. You go deep as you can, although they catch them.
You go deep as you can, yeah.
Yeah, but everything, I mean, they do show up with everything else, too, in shallower water. But what about the whitefish?
You know, the whitefish are typically looking at where that deep water comes up or into the bay, where that deep water starts dumping into the, getting shallower. Wherever that little channel is 70, 80 feet is typically where they go. But now this year they have caught some in shallow, even off the Falls River. So they are moving around.
Single eggs there?
Yeah, well, that was more on jigs.
Oh, really?
A little more aggressive in shallow there, yep.
I would assume that the coho, brown, steelhead are showing up and being caught on shiver minnows, jigging wraps, Swedish pimples, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a whole mixed bag. And then, you know, guys are still doing halfway decent on having tip-ups out there on automatic fishermen or a jawjacker or even just a regular tip-up setup. You know, those sometimes are producing the most hits, but it's hard to hook them and keep them on for that.
You're talking shiners on those?
Yeah, shiners if you can get them. That's what we have.
Excellent. You can get your live bait at Woodland Firearms in Berrigah. Scott, thank you so much, and hopefully you guys have a busy weekend.
I hope so, too. Hope they can stay out there. Thanks.
This is The Outdoor Show.